Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, sad news. A 10-year-old boy dead after a swimming pool drowning. His name was William Chapman. He died at the hospital yesterday afternoon after he was pulled out of a backyard pool. The child lived in a home on Woolworth Avenue. The police report says that several family members were there at the time. Paramedics and police officers were called a little after noon yesterday. An ambulance took the boy to Nebraska Medical Center, where he later died. And the College World Series action, it is down to 4 teams. Last night, TCU clinched their chance to move on by beating Louisville 4-3. So today, Oregon State goes up against LSU 2 o'clock. And then Florida takes on TCU tonight at 7.
But I'm sure Louisville's got some bitter taste in their mouth. So there were 3 close tag plays in that game. All went to TCU.
Oh, really?
And it was late in the game where the controversial deal was the coach told the first base runner to try and steal second. Looked like he made it.
Okay.
They called him out. That's the whole game.
Oh.
And they do the replay and the guy misses the tag. Everybody's like, it was a stupid play to have him try and steal.
Yeah.
Their home run hitter, the best hitter in the country, was at the plate.
Oh, he was.
So the coach runs out there. They battle it out. This is the whole game on the line. It's 4-3.
Yeah. That
and,
tied it up.
The ump tossed him. It's the first time a coach has been thrown out of the College World Series since 2007.
Oh, my God.
It's that major league stuff where they see him John.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you kind of figure, you're like, well, you might as well get thrown out when you go out there.
You might as well. You're fighting.
Because you're all in at that point.
Well, you go all in. Anyway. It's late in the game. It's like kitty bar the door.
He got tossed.
So, I mean, he runs out to him like, you missed that play. You couldn't read the lips. We need the lip readers to see what was said. And he's walking away, and you see the ump kind of do the, be careful, knock it off.
Yeah.
And he says one more deal, and he's like, get out of here.
Oh, wow.
So it's the awkward deal where the coach has to go back. He's got to grab his gear, everything. They won't even start the game until he goes down the tunnel.
Yeah, you got to be out.
And anyway, it sucked all the momentum out, and TCU held on.
It was
a squeaker. Home runs again, 16 home runs now.
Holy smokes. Well, this weekend's going to be good, or at least tonight's going to be a good night, too. Temperature-wise and everything. So
yeah, if LSU beats Oregon State and TCU beats Florida, then that is... That's
Saturday.
When we
overtime.
Go Saturday.
Baseball for Saturday, which is
but as it's
what we
set,
want.
No matter what, championship series starts Monday. So yeah. The finals game is at 6 o'clock. That'll be airing on ESPN.
I'm gonna say Oregon State wins the national championship Tuesday night.
Do you
yes.
really? They're
against the Florida Gators.
Go Bees!
I'm gonna say they're gonna lose one game, and it's gonna be tonight against LSU. Bam, I said it.
And
it
then you
happen.
Think though so then you think they win tomorrow.
Yeah, they
make the final, and then does it go 3 games?
I don't, man, they're such a good team. They've already lost 4 games all year.
I think they win today. They win both games Monday, Tuesday versus Florida. But
God, that's a complete
Beats.
Sweep.
I don't know nothing about nothing, man. I'm a hockey fan.
The hockey schedule's out. They dropped that. Did you see that?
How did you find that? That's weird.
What do you mean?
Well, she lives in Chicago. They have a hockey team.
I got to beg you right. To
beg
mention
me.
Hockey on the show.
Oh, yeah, beg. Mm-hmm.
Not beg, but we cry
right.
a lot.
Uh-huh. The new NHL schedule is released. The complete 2017-2018 NHL regular season schedule is out. Stanley Cup champion defenders Pittsburgh Penguins will raise their 5th banner to the rafters October 4th. That's when they're going to host the St. Louis
but
Blues.
But so think about that. Preseason hockey, that'll be in September. So camp, you know, is right around the corner. Think if you just finished the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Do you really think you want to hear when you got to go back to work?
You're like, can
go
I
work.
Please just enjoy the moment? Popular Creighton University hangout will soon be history. The Blue Jay Bar and Grill announced its closing August 3rd.
Been around for 47 years. I thought last night would have been a cool place to go down to the Blue Jay and watch the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. I bet you it was fun down there. Or maybe it was empty. But to see Patton get picked from the Blue Jays. So what that bar's going away. I guess they got in trouble with minors. I went to Creighton for 2 years, and it used to be the hardest bar to get into.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm sure that through the years there's been an ebb and flow.
They had trouble with minors recently, and they were just going to say, hey, you know, we're going to close you down for a little bit. It was supposed to open back up, but it looks like they're like, no, not happening.
I'm sure something will go in there.
Yeah.
Or maybe the land's valuable, but... You know, that was the campus bar, but you couldn't get in until you turned 21. In fact, I had a real ID. And, I had a real fake ID.
Yeah.
And it's the only place that ever got taken away from me. It was from the Blue Jay, ironically.
They're like, hey, you look young.
So I'm saying they don't always have a track record for being the minor bar. They used to be, they'll nail you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they can't be letting, they're right on the edge of campus. So, I mean, I had a real ID that I had taken to Chicago, everywhere. Nobody sweats me. It's real. And I go into the Blue Jay, and the bouncer pulls it. He goes, and you, I've seen you on campus. You're not 21.
Nope.
You're like,
yeah. And I go, well, I'm not. The ID actually says I'm 23, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I'm not 21. I'm older, actually. You're like, and by the way, that mustache is terrible.
Yeah, to pull it off.
So they're going to stay open until when? When's the final
August
curtain?
August 3rd will be the final curtain. I imagine it'll probably be a pretty packed summer just for nostalgia purposes. So many former Blue Jays, I mean, so many Creighton alum, you know, that have had a moment there.
I have Blue Jay memories. Like, I remember being in the Blue Jay as like a 23-year-old and feeling...
A real one or a
A real one and feeling old.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to trade places?
Absolutely.
I remember being 23 years old at the Blue Jay and being like,
I'm old.
I'm too old for this place.
Every time I've gone there since I've been here, since I've moved back here, yeah, I've felt the same way.
Well, you really, really were old. Yeah. I was saying mine was a state of mind perspective. Okay. I was only 2 years older than the average, but
well,
I was
like
a smaller window. I felt like I was a guy hanging around high school with a... Letterman's jacket that had 2 years old on it.
Yeah.
When you went, you actually were the oldest person there by probably 2 decades. They're like, whose dad is here? Is he the owner? He's still here.
Sometimes dads do go, though. Like, sometimes dads, like, when they're heading down to a basketball game, they'll be like, let's stop by the Blue, you know, like, nostalgia purposes. Like, you'd go in and you'd see older guys, you know, like somebody's dads or whatever.
I haven't been in years.
Yeah, I wonder, have they even updated inside there? I mean, is it just like the ghost of decades
still
past?
Still looks the same. Yeah.
That's what I was...
Time machine.
It's time machine. That's what I'm like. I want to go just before it closes just because it'll be kind of a cool, like, wow.
It always had a leaky ceiling. And
yeah, that's what I mean. It was always sort of like, I mean, it was a totally sketch bar. Like, it wasn't like, very nice, the Blue
Jay. It's got a great deck.
Mm-hmm.
But gone. Reminder this morning from the Omaha Police Department, setting off fireworks within city limits, still illegal. Well, the Omaha Police Department put out a statement reminding city code allows legal fireworks starting Sunday.
So they go on
sale? Gotta wait.
When are they going on sale then? I see tents are everywhere.
In 2 days. They're getting ready. I mean, they're getting ready, but people have already been lighting them off, and they're like, hey, you know, it is legal, but not until Sunday.
Because so those people went and bought them down in Rockport. Or they're blowing up. I'm sure they're blowing up last year.
Mm-hmm. You can only shoot fireworks off legally between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. starting Sunday. Police also want to reinforce that any type of celebratory gunfire is illegal.
Dang it, Jeff, your neighborhood's going to be nuts.
Well, just the paper today has a big ad in the sports section just for Bellino. You know, they're the big vendor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the big ones. 40 metro locations.
There are tents everywhere going.
That's the joke on when you want to get fireworks on... Like the day of last minute, you think you need more? It's like, you think we need more? They're on every corner.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, there's one, I was at Costco yesterday, and there's one behind Costco on a street that nobody travels down. I'm like, maybe people do travel down that street? But I thought to myself, that's where I'm going to go.
The markup must be like 95% or something. Like, that
don't
must be
think?
Worth
yes.
a cent of a firework because the it looks like the level of like loss they can take.
Yeah, it's a mob
mentality. I mean, you'll go there on the 4th and there's still tons left and nobody looks stressed.
Yeah. But,
yes. Like, look, it's all profit. It's profit from day, half day
and
one.
And it's sad that especially when you buy it last minute, you realize you're burning money.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm burning money.
Well, and then I also think, I mean, what's the shelf life? I mean, they're probably not sweating it because they're like, okay, back in the box it goes for whatever. Next year,
no, they can't save. They're not supposed to legally. Legally, I don't think they can save it. But I'm sure they do.
Super dry.
Remember, they're
spot.
Supposed to destroy it.
Yeah, supposed to destroy them all. And
all
most friends I know
to
do that.
Remember, it all goes to charity.
Right.
All this goes to local charities.
Because that Columbkill does it. They destroy it every year. Not destroy it, but they
light
them
off.
They have
light
a them huge... They
which
have,
is fun.
The Columbkill guys. They're
yeah.
like, anything we don't sell, we'll have a huge display.
You know, I'll go to those guys this year. It's right in Papillion there. All of their stuff goes to several different charities. It spreads out.
Including really our diaper good. Drive.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
Columbkill.
So, jump
nice.
On 84th and...
I don't know. Look for. I think they had a big, giant... I won't say it now because they might have other places that have the big giant thing that's in the air.
Everybody's so, got yeah. like a big monkey or...
What is the deal with the
some
monkey?
Some kind of inflatable blimp.
I know.
Yeah.
As long
monkey.
As it's not Scabbers the Rat, you're pretty safe. If you see Scabbers the Rat, don't stop.
Who's Scampers the Rat?
Yeah, who is that?
Scabbers the Rat. Haven't you ever seen Scabbers the Rat?
No.
It's where they, whenever there's like a, somebody's not union, like there's like a construction site or something and you see the guys protesting outside and they'll inflate Scabbers the Rat because he's, you know, like, don't go to this place. They're hiring scabs. They're not like on the outs with the unions.
That's
and
funny.
They inflate Scabbers the Rat. You have to see this thing. It's really mean looking. Go ahead and Google Scabbers the Rat.
I did, but all that comes
thing.
Up is a rat.
Yeah, we're seeing actual
find...
real rat pictures.
Yeah.
No, it's like this inflatable. He's like, he's hissing, he's got teeth.
And they're like, basically, it's like a Chicago thing. Like, it's not a union shop.
It's a Chicago thing, but then also it's like they do it in other big cities, like in New York, Boston, all these things. Like, Scabbers the Rat's got like a Facebook
what
page.
What we get in Omaha is people hold the sign.
Right.
And that's a controversial thing, too, because those are like paid day workers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really have any skin into the game other than they are paid to hold the sign. And they'll stand in front of a business and it has some crappy, like, message.
It does.
Like, hey, well, this is like legit, like, you know, union guys that are, you know, finishing up an apartment building and they're like, yeah, we're not going to go with union for, like, plumbing.
I can't find your Scabbers.
Could that be a Halloween costume in Chicago, Scabbers the Rat?
Yes. Peter sent me a picture once. He's like, Scabbers the Rat's neighborhood. I was like, really? We got a no union job
do
going
people,
on around
so
the corner?
Do people respect it? Like working class, you don't support it?
Oh, yeah. Though. I mean, you see it. Like, yeah. I mean, it is like, it's like sound the alarm. I mean, it is very much the...
But in a city of grift, can't you get painted with Scabbers the Rat, when it's not fair?
Well, that's no, because I mean, you got to go through a lot of red tape to get
a Scabbers the Rat balloon.
Right. I mean, well, I got to find it because I thought his name was Scabbers. That's
there's
the thing.
There's a Scabbers everywhere, but they're all just real life.
Because it's this big, it's this huge union rat balloons.
Oh, there we go. Maybe we need to look that up. Union rat balloons.
Union rat balloons. Look at these things. They're mean. They've got red eyes. They've got like, they're like hissing. They come in anywhere from 6 to 25 feet tall.
Yeah,
union rats, rat pack, union
these.
Balloons.
I just didn't know what they were.
Scabby the Rat. Sorry, Scabby. It was not Scabbers. Scabby the Rat.
Because he's a scab. He's he's breaking the line. The
but they're
line.
Like the meanest looking balloons. It's like the anti Macy's
eyes.
Day parade. Yeah, they're really creepy.
The like, red I eyes mean, is what gets me.
Yeah, so it's like you see it, you're like, well, obviously something nefarious is going on here because that
well,
doesn't look like
folks,
a place. I
fireworks legally go on Saturday, Sunday. So why don't you support a union shop? All right, let's not be crossing any picket lines here.
Right, big man. You want Scabby the Rat to show up at your place? Hey.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Plastic surgery, it's obviously becoming, gaining popularity with a lot of people, but the surprising new group of people that are talking to their plastic surgeons are men. I guess that's the big deal, is that 31% of men said that they were extremely likely to consider a cosmetic procedure, and the two big ones are nose jobs and ear pinning.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, I would... where would you... No, I mean, I don't think most men would know where to start. Talk to your plastic surgeon. You would have to say...
I don't like something. Like,
no, well, who's a plastic surgeon? Like, how do you go talk to a plastic surgeon?
The one your wife's using? I don't know. I mean, the one that your friends are apparently using, or you may know one. I don't know.
So you're sitting in the lobby with the boob job girls, and you're saying, I want to get my ears pinned.
Yeah, I thought that was surprising. Is it because more guys are getting their heads shaved, and then all of a sudden, they like you're... for so long your hair was hiding whatever default you felt your ears had.
What's
and
an ear
now,
pinning? What is it?
That's when like you've got like ears that stick out and then they pin them closer to your head.
Oh, you look like Eeyore.
You know, like, you know, people where it's like, you got a cab door open. You know, that kid's got a, you know, those kids have got a cab door open. All of a sudden your hair grows in and you probably haven't noticed that you've got these crazy, you know, Dumbo ears since you were a child. And now you're a grown man who's losing his hair. And it's again, once again, something that's painfully obvious.
All right, so they have a list here. Botox. It's there's asking millennials the procedure that they made, why they do it, you know, to make them. And the number one thing is to feel better about themselves, which is cool. And that's 25 to 34. But then you go all the way down to please my partner at 25 to 34 to remain competitive in my career, to meet a mate.
I mean, and that's Botox. I mean, you're 24. Yeah. Like when you're 24 to 34, it's like, no, dude, your face is fine. Your face is fine. Like you don't need to freeze your face. But this is the thing. Selfies, they say, you know, doctors are like, now that people are taking more and more selfies, they want to.
People are more vain.
More vain.
Worried that they're getting old. So it's guys want to look good and they want to stay competitive in the job market. Guys are about worried more and more about being old. Because it's like, you know.
Can't run from it.
Everybody's trying to look like they're 25.
I want to know, though. Okay, so you guys have a wide net of friends. Like, and there could possibly be within that somebody who's had work done. Is that considered strange in the male community? Like, if a guy comes in and you're like, he obviously got a face
job. Just like you guys do, we don't talk about it. That's not.
Well, sure. No, I mean, but is it weird? Like, is it one of those, like, wow, a guy got stuff done?
I've never personally experienced it. So I don't know that I've never heard anyone have the conversation.
I've had friends that looks like they.
Yeah.
Have had it done. It just looks like it. I, you know, like some Botox or something like that, but not nose jobs or anything like that. I don't know anyone that.
I doubt it's that common in Omaha.
Yeah.
I don't know. You wonder because, I mean, there is that whole, I mean, there is a very sceney scene where it's guys that are, you know, maybe getting older and they see their wives do it and they just wonder, like, Botox. I'm with you, party. Like, I don't think necessarily full on plastic surgery, but I'm wondering if fillers or injectables have become like a quiet thing that men will do that, you know, sort of preserve themselves.
Yeah, funny. Everybody hates to get old.
So one of these doctors who does this stuff.
Yeah.
He says, you take the average good looking kid and you enhance his jaw, elongate his chin, enhance his cheekbones, and suddenly he looks like the cover of Vogue.
I would like to take that challenge. Imagine that. That's body with a Vogue face. Hey.
That's the male model approach, they're saying is common. Younger guys that
want that square jaw.
Yeah, they want jawline augmentation, high def liposuction to show off abs, pectoral implants, gluteal implants, butt implants. This guy wants a sharper jawline and nice abs, really ripped, very defined.
I like to remove my boobs.
I think it's a little bold, though. You take the average good-looking kid, you enhance his jaw, elongate his chin, enhance his cheekbones, and suddenly, blue steel.
Well, that's the thing. You get in the room with these guys, and that's what my friends have said who've had stuff done. Like, you get in the room, and you have one thing on your mind, like, I'm going to get, you know, the mommy makeover, or I'm going to do whatever. And then all of a sudden, their job is to be like, well, I can make this tighter, that tighter. And you're like, I didn't even realize that those were problem areas. Like, right, suddenly you get in the room with these guys, and next thing you know, they're not in a body-shaming kind of way. It's just, that's their job. Like, they're like, listen, once you get this done, you're going to want all this stuff done. Because suddenly, that's like the new bumper that you put on your rusting car.
So if you could remove yourself from your current life, you're single or whatever.
Right.
Would you want guys getting work done? Let's say you don't even know they're getting work done, but beautiful faces or fit bodies. Wouldn't you rather have a guy just go get fit?
Yeah. Yes.
If you feel bad, if guys don't feel good about themselves, like if you have a physical hang up with your body, go get fit or just get comfortable with being out of shape in your face. You got to get used to your face.
You got to accept it.
Eventually, you have to accept. I think you're supposed to accept the face you were given.
Yeah.
We can't all be going out and getting new faces.
No. And your hair. No. I mean, start with your hair, actually. Shave it off. Well, live a little bit, you know?
That's probably, I would say, that would be the male equivalent of, you know, the boob job or like the lift or whatever for women, like the facelift, would be the fact that all those guys who went and got like hair implants. I mean, guys that were like fighting tooth and nail to keep hair. You know, that's probably the male equivalent of like whatever female, you know, like I got to hold on to my youth. Like I feel like guys, when they're losing their hair and they don't have peace with it, it is, I mean, you've seen it. I mean, probably more so than I've been able to.
There's no boob job for guys losing their hair.
No. Guys get, remember, the implants, like all that stuff, like guys would get, don't you remember there was like the transplants where guys would get the plugs and everything.
Yeah, but
and
it's still pretty rare. Like you don't, see sketchy, that often.
Yeah.
You know, late night infomercials for boobs.
Hair plugs and yeah, for boobs now.
A strange position where, you know, we fly to another market and back with D's.
Yeah, but you can't like spray on boobs.
But I'm saying a boob job is very mainstream.
It is. Yes,
right, they're not spray on boobs. They're legit. They're real. There is no hair transplant boob job.
No.
I'm trying to think of how many. I mean, I really even don't know that many people with boob jobs.
Oh, you just don't know.
No, so, I mean, girls are pretty. No, girls, it eventually comes up.
Well, that's because you guys got the power bras and stuff, whatever you call those things.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of it, or maybe just haven't, maybe I haven't gotten to the age where people are doing it.
In a world of Tinder and Instagram and stuff where the dating world is your profile pic, I guess you're gonna
run
understandably start trickle down to guys
who
think they had to get work done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unforgiving, you know? I mean, constant... Look at me, look at me. I mean, there's no soft filter. You know, I mean, now it's just, it's everything's high def. I mean, even look at the televisions that we all watch. I mean, people that are beautiful go on TV now and it's like a completely different world because of high def.
All right, so the same plastic surgeon calls another popular deal guys get, the Forbes facelift. So he sees guys that are very successful in their career. They're a CEO or a board member. They're men at the top of their career. They feel young and confident, but they're worried they don't look it.
Hmm.
So I can They
ask for the Forbes facelift. They're afraid they're going to lose some ground in the office just because that guy's older. I don't know if we want to go with Jerry's ideas are so old.
Oh, no.
Forbes facelift typically consists of a neck lift, eye lift, jawline, recontouring, and perhaps liposuction on a guy.
I need a lift.
Well, and as a friend who just has been texting says, it's also helpful when a guy who's 50 wants to date a girl who's 28.
Oh, okay.
Party needs a daddy do-over.
What is a daddy do-over?
The same doc does daddy do-overs.
And what does that entail?
The guy who's married with kids probably has put on 15 pounds. He's in his 40s and he's thinking, man, I used to look so good in college. These men typically go for jawline recontouring, liposuction, and a small eye lift.
A small eye lift, okay.
They want their jaws back.
But here's what else I've thrown with you. Party needs liposuction.
Yeah, I'll do some lipo.
Maybe some eyelid surgery.
Okay.
Gynecomastia, it's removal of breast tissue for your saggers.
Okay, Lord. I got some saggers going on. Everyone does. Yeah.
And then maybe some ear shaping.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
Holly, what's up?
Well, 2 days after losing directors for the new Han Solo spinoff, Disney and Lucasfilm found quite the replacement. Oscar-winning director Ron Howard has stepped up.
Cunningham.
I mean, talk about like, yay.
And traditionally, he used to always use a editor from Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the guy's been up for awards.
So will he have a stake in that? I mean, he cuts all of Ron's dailies. I mean, it's not just a rank and file editor. He makes like big decisions.
Okay.
In the making of Ron Howard's movies.
All right.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he's able to, you know, I mean, Ron Howard obviously calls the shots. This is kind of interesting. Howard's worked with George Lucas, so this gives him an interesting perspective. He was in American Graffiti. And he directed the 1988 fantasy classic. Do you remember Willow?
Yeah, oh yeah, Willow was great.
Ron Howard directed that, and that was a Lucasfilm production. So Howard has thought about directing Star Wars related items in the past, but this is like his first time into the franchise.
I mean, the space movie he did, Apollo 13. It's Mike Hill. So Mike Hill of Omaha is his editor. And he, I mean, it's, I'm saying it's almost like a co-directing.
Well,
so that'd be interesting if he's on that Star Wars movie.
No kidding.
So the Han Solo story that none of us really know about. It's just young Han Solo. Mm-hmm. It's that kid from Hail Caesar. What's his name? Roland or something? Emmerich,
yeah. And he's playing the young Han Solo. And then that Danny Glover, I think, is playing a young Lando Calrissian. Or Donald Glover, not Danny Glover. I always get this.
Danny Glover.
Yeah, the cat's me. I'm a young Lando Calrissian.
Like, yeah. What? Billy Check D. Williams is screaming at his radio. He's like, young? How old do you think I am?
Well, I was in Cryo Frozen. They cryo froze me. They saved Han Solo, didn't save me.
That guy's so talented, that Donald Glover.
Donald
he gets
Glover.
Everything, right?
He's getting it all. Yeah. All the roles. So
Childish Gambino is his music name, and word just came recently that he's hanging up his Gambino hat, that he's no longer going to be performing.
Who's this?
Donald Glover is okay. Also known under the name of Childish Gambino. That's his like rap music name. And he's a very accomplished.
Is he?
Yes.
He won everything at the Golden Globes.
Oh, I'm talking music wise. I've never even heard of him. So
yeah, Childish Gambino, that's his name. And then he also has that show Atlanta. I mean, this kid, it's like he must have like zero sleep time because he's constantly producing something. The Hollywood Walk of Fame added some new stars. Jennifer Lawrence, Weird Al Yankovic, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. So it's kind of an interesting collaboration. Miranda tweeted along with a photo of himself and Weird Al Yankovic. Lin-Manuel Miranda is the genius mind behind Hamilton. I guess other celebrities who will be included in the Hollywood Walk of Fame this year are Taraji P. Henson, Zoe Saldana, Jack Black, Snoop Dogg, and Shonda Rhimes.
Do they ever run out of room for that walk of, like,
I wonder
just gotta
about
run
that.
It into a bad part of town? I mean, you're like 6 miles from the main strip. I mean,
yeah. I mean, because you can't take stars out.
No.
I don't know. I mean, you get them. I mean, you pay for them.
Yeah.
So I would think that you'd be like, well, this is the star I paid for it to be here or whatever. They always do it in front of whatever. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it's obviously limited real estate. How many squares can you have? I bet they take some out. Somebody that was like some big real star back in the 1950s or something.
It's like the Stanley Cup. You know, the Stanley Cup, you got to take a band off the top.
Yeah.
I would think. Every once in a while, they got to put a new shiny band on the bottom and they take one off the top and put it in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it weird that Lin-Manuel Miranda and Weird Al were at lunch together when they found out? They found out together.
They were hanging out together?
Eating lunch.
That's interesting.
I'm like, that's very strange for some reason.
That they're
reason.
Friends. Well, yeah, they're both composers, so I would imagine maybe they do. They're both, you know, New Yorkers. I guess they would have that common. I don't know. I always find it so interesting when you find out what famous people are friends. You're like, how are you friends? It's like so bizarre. The Weeknd wants everybody to know that he is very much smitten with Selena Gomez and that she is his girlfriend. He posted on Instagram a photo of Selena Gomez posing in a backseat of a car of her new like coach campaign. And he didn't include a caption, but decorated the picture with diamond emojis. So everybody wants to know they're in a relationship. You know, he is going to be coming to town and performing. And everybody's been talking about whether or not maybe Selena Gomez will be with him when he makes his stop. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Molly, the tabloids are saying Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins had dinner together, so...
Really? I mean, they've got to be friendly. They have children. I mean,
sad when they split?
Yes. That was like... that. He was... Oh, he's so...
Susan Sarandon's 70. Tim Robbins is 58.
She was 70?
She was robbing the cradle with...
Oh, my gosh.
I think they met on the set of... was it Bull Durham? Don't you remember?
He's only 58.
When he was Newt.
When he was the new... You know, like,
he was Newt.
He was, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, you know, all sexing him up. Like
she had to teach him how to wear garter belts and breathe through his eyelids.
Yep.
Oh, that's right.
And I think that's when they fell in lovesies.
70 and 58.
Molly, would you choose Tim Robbins over Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Who likes warm, soft kisses.
Oh, absolutely. Tim Robbins, they lived around the corner from where I went to university, from where I studied, and he would be walking all the time to and from the park with his kid. And you couldn't help but notice him. He's so tall.
Is
he's
he like, really?
He's like
6'10 and stuff?
Yeah, like he's like 6-something. And it would just be like, oh my God, it's Tim Robbins.
I'm stuck on the 7.
That movie High Fidelity with Molly's boyfriend, John Cusack. When I saw that movie, it screwed me up because then I had in the back of my head that I would lose a girlfriend someday to an older man like Tim Robbins.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.